It's 11:40, and just a few months ago, they became the pride of Chevy Chase, winning Academy Awards for their documentary short, Inocente. Tonight, their follow-up film, Life According to Sam, airs on HBO.
And joining us live in the studio, we're so happy to have you back, Sean Fine and Andrea Nix Fine. Thanks so much for coming back into WTOP.
We love being here.
Last time you were here, you had your statues with you. This time you're here to talk about Life According to Sam. Give us a brief synopsis of what the movie's about that airs tonight on HBO.
Oh, great. So Life According to Sam follows 3 years in the life of a family called the Burns-Gordon family. And their son, Sam, is 13. And when we start filming, and it's a critical age because when he was two, he was diagnosed with progeria. It's a rapidly aging syndrome, which is very, very rare. Mm-hmm. And the kids usually die of heart attacks and strokes at 13. So his parents were told there's no treatment, no cure, but they're doctors and they're just the kind of people they are. They decided to just put everything into trying to find a treatment and cure for their son. So that's really where we pick it up. They have the first drug trial for them and like 28 other kids they could find in the world. And we filmed them for 3 years.
And where's the family from?
At Foxborough, Mass.
Massachusetts. Okay.
We hear that the New England Patriots owner got involved. What was his involvement and how did it come about?
Yeah, he basically, he heard of Sam and he met Sam and he was really moved by Sam. And he ended up coming to the premiere of our film. He had never seen our film at HBO's headquarters in New York. And he stood up after the film and he said, I was going to give, you know, $17,000 to this charity, to Sam's parents, to help them fight progeria. But then he said, after I saw this film, I'm going to give $500,000. I'll go up to $500,000 if $500,000 is raised by the Progeria Research Foundation.
By
Sam's birthday, which is October 23rd. And the Progeria Research Foundation's already raised $450,000.
Wow.
So they're close to five, which is huge because the next drug trial that the parents are working on is going to cost them $4 million. So they'll be raising a quarter of that money. With this money.
This is really a beautiful story of a family that goes to all lengths to really protect and nurture their child. What did you come away with from this movie in terms of you know, what it takes and what you're supposed to do with the information that the medical community gives you that you sometimes don't want to hear?
I think it was incredibly sort of powerful how positive this family stays. They're not in denial about what's happening with, you know, the medical situation or how quickly these children are having to like find something to try to save them. But they have one of the most optimistic, positive attitudes and how they came together as a family, especially they found the strength to figure out how to live their lives just through their instincts of what it is to be a good parent, what it is to like think about how to like live in the moment with your child and really think about what they wanted out of life. And I think that inspires us as filmmakers and also I think the audience to respond in the same way and sort of self-reflect on their own choices, I think.
Your films cover the most amazing topics and I was curious, I think I answered my own question, how you choose what to make a film about, but those amazing topics are right there.
Yeah, I think oftentimes our films are about things you might have heard about. You might have seen on other TV shows or on the news and glanced at really quickly and seen them from a distance. But I think our films meet the people that those things are affecting. They take you further into their lives, and they tend to be about kids. And I think they're remarkable because these kids help us reflect on our own lives, and we learn a lot about ourselves by watching these incredible kids. I mean, you'll watch this film, and you'll come away impressed that you've gotten to spend an hour and a half with Sam Burns, who is probably one of the most remarkable people I've ever met in my life.
Wow, terrific. Well, good luck with it. We appreciate you guys coming in today. Local Oscar winners Sean Fine, Andrea Nix Fine, they're from Chevy Chase. Life According to Sam, it airs at 9 o'clock tonight on HBO.